Welcome to HealthCast, where leaders and experts from Stony Brook Medicine come together to discuss a range of topics, from leadership and strategic planning to patient care and the inner workings of a successful healthcare system.
Hello and welcome to HealthCast. Dr. Jason Kim of the Women's Pelvic Health Incontinence Center at Stony Brook University Hospital has successfully performed one of the nation's first and the East Coast's very first Glean Urodynamics procedure using Bright Uro's ambulatory urodynamic system. This is a significant advancement in the evaluation of bladder function for the estimated 17 million people who experience daily bladder control problems in the United States. Today, we're lucky enough to have Dr. Jason Kim here joining us. And before we jump into talking about what this means to people and patients all over the country, particularly here on Long Island, Dr. Kim, if you will, just introduce yourself to our audience and tell us a little bit about what you do here at Stony Brook.
Sure. Okay. My name's Jason Kim. I'm a professor of urology, also the director of the Women's Pelvic Health Incontinence Center. Our center is a little bit unique. It's a multidisciplinary center with both urogynecologists from a urology background and gynecology background and colorectal surgery in a dedicated physical space. This actually makes our facility quite unique compared to most other places, as most centers are virtual. So we provide high quality care to patients with voiding dysfunction.
So let's just start off with kind of a level set for everyone. What is bladder dysfunction and how common is that for folks?
Yeah, it's a great question. Well, first of all, bladder dysfunction or voiding dysfunction is very prevalent. It's hard to pinpoint the exact number, but probably 20 to 25% of Americans experience some sort of voiding dysfunction, and it increases significantly with age. And examples of voiding dysfunction are overactive bladder, where you get urinary urgency and you feel like you have to go to the bathroom a lot. I have some patients that have to urinate every 15 minutes, and as you can imagine, that's extremely disabling when you go out traveling, you worry about bathroom. Patients who leak urine, and there's different types of urinary leakage, and this is where a test like urodynamics is important. So there's stress urinary incontinence, which is leakage with coughing, laughing, sneezing, exercise, urgency incontinence, where I got to go, I can't get to the bathroom in time, and there's overflow incontinence, and in men, as they age, one problem that arises is an enlarged prostate, which can cause a combination of these symptoms. So your dynamics is a vital test to help us distinguish the different types and tailor a treatment plan.
Yeah, I imagine it probably almost has to be debilitating for some folks. You know, they feel like they would have to be near a bathroom at all times, and that's difficult if you're leaving the home.
Yeah, it's extremely disabling, and in fact, we find that a lot of times it affects patients' activities of daily living, their social life. Some patients won't go out because they have to go to the bathroom a lot. In the older population, we hear, I go to Florida for the winter and I know where every bathroom is at every rest stop and every restaurant on the way down, or people worry about travel, or I often ask patients, do you know where the bathrooms are at stores? You know, and they can tell me exactly where they are. And so, you know, it's really riding on their mind at all times.
So in the introduction, I mentioned Glean. What exactly is Glean?
Glean is a new type of urodynamic system. And before I talk about Glean, let me just mention traditional urodynamics, sure. Okay? So traditional urodynamics has been a mainstay of testing for voiding dysfunction for probably the past 40 years or so, or even longer. And there's been very little technological innovation in this procedure over the time. Typically, how it's performed is in our office, we have a dedicated urodynamic suite, which is a room larger than a regular exam room. Mm-hmm. We have a computerized machine and a special chair. And the patient has to sit in this chair. We put a catheter into the urethra, into the bladder, and usually one into the rectum or vagina. Mm-hmm. The computer then will fill the bladder with fluid. And we ask questions like, tell us when you first feel like you would have to go to the bathroom. Tell us when you have to go. Tell us when you have to drop everything and run. And we can measure pressures generating the in the bladder, how much you can put in, the flow rate, and things like that. As you can imagine, this test can be quite uncomfortable and cause patients a lot of anxiety because we're putting these catheters in them and actually watching them urinate into this special chair contraption in front of everyone. And oftentimes, especially people have what we call like a shy bladder,
sure.
And they may not be able to urinate on command, and it limits usefulness of this test. Additionally, the filling, it's just a snapshot in the urodynamics. Usually we fill for about 10 or 15 minutes. And this may not reflect what we call a physiologic fill. It's more like a force fill. So it may not accurately reflect what we see, what is truly happening in the patient.
Yeah.
For example, we're doing it in the office. A lot of patients have nighttime symptoms, and this is not replicating those symptoms. So this GLEAN system, was designed with that in mind to overcome some of these barriers.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, urodynamics is a very resource-intensive procedure. We need the dedicated suite. There's a high capital cost of the machine. You know, our machines cost over $100,000. They probably last 5 to 7 years. We need dedicated staff that's specially trained for urodynamics. At Stony Brook, we have probably one full-time nurse who does this and a nurse who does this part-time. We have 7 locations. Because of these high resource-intensive nature of urodynamics, we can only offer urodynamics right now at 2 of our 7 sites.
Yeah.
So as I mentioned, GLEAN overcame some of these barriers. And if you can see this picture, it'll show what our urodynamics room setup looks like. But what I want to show you is a GLEAN device. I actually have one here. So the picture will show it's a whole room that we need to do urodynamics. This device that fits in the palm of my hand has basically taken over regular urodynamics.
Wow.
And this device is deployed into the bladder, and it's left there. And it can actually be left in the bladder for a few hours while they're in the office. They could sit in the waiting room. They could go out and run errands. Or one of the most powerful things is we can do it in the afternoon, send them home at night, and determine what's happening at night. Now, there's a few things. With this device, it's not predicated on us force-filling the bladder and trying to get an artificial idea of what's happening. Their bladder's filling naturally,
yeah,
and we can see what happens in real time. After once it's placed, they return to the office either a few hours later or the next day, and we pull it out through the string. So the string hangs out of the urethra, and we download the data via Bluetooth to a physician app on an iPad, and we generate the information needed.
So it's just actually recorded on the device?
Yes, this is actually a pressure sensor.
Interesting.
And it's interesting because some people said, well, don't patients feel this? In previous studies, they've tested this compared to conventional urodynamics, and patients are not really bothered by this.
Yeah, tremendous difference.
Yes, yes.
So why is the evaluation so critical?
Well, number one, sometimes patients, when we talk to patients, we don't always get a clear story of their urinary leakage or their voiding dysfunction. You know, to me, one good example is patients come in and say, I have trouble emptying, yet they also have symptoms of overactive bladder. And sometimes when they can't urinate, it's actually because their bladder is spasming when it's empty, making them feel like they have to go urinate. However, I need to differentiate whether they're actually not urinating or whether this bladder is spasming too often. Another classic example is in the patient, men with enlarged prostates. Oftentimes we'll do a surgery to open up the prostate to allow for better voiding function, but we need to make sure that the bladder is still working and able to contract beforehand. And that's one of the times that we do a lot of urodynamics. And this will help us answer that question.
Interesting. So how did you come to be involved in all of this? It's a fascinating piece of information.
So part of what I do is I'm one of the main physicians at Stony Brook who does urodynamics.
Mm-hmm.
And we recognize that this is an uncomfortable test. It takes up a lot of resources. And we're always looking for the better thing. In fact, in the past, I've been asked at our national meetings to give debates whether urodynamics is necessary for some of these tests. And honestly, the answer had been that we sometimes avoid it due to patient comfort anxiety. Anecdotally, when I talk to my colleagues, there's a high cancellation rate in urodynamics because patients are afraid of it.
Yeah.
And when I heard about this technology, I actually sought the company out and because I thought it would be a game changer. I actually think it's going to be a paradigm-shifting device.
Mm-hmm.
And based on my experience, and I was lucky enough for them to include me in the clinical trial. And from my experience, I really did realize this is going to be a game changer. So now that's FDA approved, I wanted to get it out there as soon as possible. And I think the power of GLEAN, we're already seeing the power of GLEAN. We scaled up. This was only FDA approved in April.
Mm-hmm.
We started our main site where we do most of urodynamics. But we're already expanding to locations traditionally where we didn't do urodynamics, which is the power. You know, I think We're going to soon expand to Riverhead, where we didn't have the office space to do it. And I think another good example is we plan to bring this also out to Greenport. We have a very small satellite office there. We don't have the resources to Eurodynamics, the traditional Eurodynamics.
Yeah.
And it's a very elderly population, it tends to be. And so a lot of them don't want to travel over here to do the test. So I think it's a best case scenario for patients, for a practice, for the system.
You mentioned clinical trial. And I always think that's an interesting aspect. Any the clinical trials that happened here at Stony Brook that we're part of, and I think that's part of the benefit of an academic medical center. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. I love being on the cutting edge and being able to offer my patients the best in therapies. I'm one that I always look at all new technologies, and if they make sense and the data's there, I like to implement them very quickly because I think it better serves our patient population. It's great to be part of something like this, you know, to work with a company and a device that really will benefit everyone involved. So I'm always looking for clinical trials.
So what was the what were the outcomes of those clinical trials?
Sure. So the clinical trial was recently published in the Journal of Endourology, and it was called Modern Eurodynamic System Efficacy, the study. And what we were doing was we were comparing the new GLEAN system to traditional Eurodynamics. So patients would get traditional Eurodynamics first, and then we would deploy the GLEAN device and leave it in for a few hours. We want to look at the feasibility of using this device. And so what we found was that we were able to successfully insert it in 97% of patients with ease. The average time to insertion was about 30 seconds.
Really?
And the average time of removal after the test was over was about 5 seconds.
Wow.
So it was easy to do. We wanted to look at the safety profile. And there were some minor adverse outcomes, but nothing that really affected patients significantly, and nothing and comparable to traditional Eurodynamics. Very transient, self-limiting adverse effects, such as dysuria or burning with urination, which we would expect anytime we put a catheter in.
Sure.
So we found that the side effect profile was not worrisome. And then, most importantly, we want to compare the experience of traditional Eurodynamics to this system. What we found, one of the key findings was patients found this device to be more comfortable and allowed them to better reproduce their true urinary symptoms. I'd mentioned conventional Eurodynamics is basically a forced filling of the bladder.
Yeah.
This is not. And so they were able to, it was better able to reproduce the system. Is better able to reproduce their symptoms.
Yeah.
The other thing is that we looked at something called the Net Promoter Score,
mm-hmm.
and that was a concept I wasn't familiar with before this. I think it's used a lot in marketing and customer service. Mm-hmm. However,
I've heard of that one before.
Oh, you have? Okay. It was new to me. And we looked at the Net Promoter Score, and basically a negative score states in the medical field, a procedure needs improvement. And traditionally, Eurodynamics had a negative Net Promoter Score. And the GLEAN your dynamic system actually had a favorable Net Promoter Score, which suggests
right.
that patients found it to be a more favorable experience and that they would actually recommend this to their family and friends.
I mean, it sounds like a complete win. You get better data and a better experience for the patient. I mean, I don't know what more you could really ask for.
Oh, I agree 100%. We're excited to roll it out.
Yeah, that's great. So for the patients that go through this experience versus the others, it sounds like an easier experience, a quicker experience as well. So I imagine that has to be a huge relief. And the fact that you can also monitor overnight is very significant.
Right. That's probably one of the things I'm most excited about. For example, a lot of men with enlarged prostates, their problem is mostly at night where they have to wake up multiple times at night to urinate. And we never had any data on what was actually happening.
Yeah.
So this hopefully will introduce a new era.
Right. So you get the data. You insert one of those, you get the data after you remove it. What do you do with the data?
Well, the data, so we don't get the data real time when it's in the patient,
yeah.
but this device, once it's removed, it syncs Bluetooth to a iPad that we have in the office,
mm-hmm.
and all the data is uploaded to the cloud, and there's a website where we can see all the results,
yeah.
and we can kind of tailor the report in the way we want, and then we print it out.
And then you take that information and you develop a plan for the patient?
Exactly.
Great. And how long does that measure? Is it like an 8-hour period, 12-hour period?
Well, the beauty of this is it's variable. It could be customized to whatever the practitioner needs, you know? Mm-hmm. So there might be a different workflow for every office and in different situations and different clinical conditions. So, for example, when we're doing it, we're putting some in the morning, and we're usually telling them to come back after lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're putting some in the afternoon and telling them to come back the next day. And it all depends on what kind of information I want to capture. But when that's the beauty of the system. It's so easy to do that we can tailor it that way. Yeah. And in addition, our efficiency is much higher. We're able to do many more of these studies compared to conventional urodynamics.
Great. And so if someone is interested in this, they may have some challenges that they're facing themselves. How do they go about having this done?
Well, so just because you're avoiding dysfunction doesn't mean you need this test.
Yeah.
You would need to be evaluated by a qualified urogynecologist or urologist, and we have many at Stony Brook. Once we do the evaluation, if we determine we need urodynamics testing, we will make the recommendation and get you scheduled for this procedure.
Perfect. So I'm curious, what drew you to the field?
Well, interestingly enough, I went to Stony Brook for medical school. I actually grew up in the Stony Brook area.
Okay.
And, you know, so I came here for medical school. I was kind of unsure what I wanted to do. And in my rotations as a third year med student, I happened to rotate on urology, and I realized, number one, they were the happy, friendly surgeons, which made a big deal. And number two, I did realize urologists are always on the cutting edge for technology, and that really attracted me. One great example is when I was a resident here, we got our first surgical robot.
Yeah.
And probably for the first 5 years or so, it was almost urology that was exclusively using it. And I've noticed in my trainings that urology really is on the forefront of technology, and I really like that, being able to offer my patients the latest.
So you're definitely an academic medicine guy through and through, and you love
yes,
the research
I'd say
side.
So. Yes, I love the clinical trials. We're involved in multiple clinical trials.
That's fantastic. So what does the future hold, do you think, in the field?
Well, so avoiding dysfunction, as we mentioned, can be extremely disabling, but a lot of patients are embarrassed by the condition and don't want to come in. And I think as we get better tests to diagnose patients and things like this, patients may be more willing to come in and talk about it. I've had patients who've had traditional urodynamics and have told their friends, never get that test.
Yeah.
I think hopefully in the future that will change with this new GLEAN system.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. This was really fascinating.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Great information. That's all the time we have today. And of course, a special thanks to Dr. Kim for the time and effort of the work that he does. And thank you to our viewers and listeners. If you found this conversation interesting, don't forget to like and subscribe for more informative health-related content.
Stony Brook Medicine is Long Island's premier academic medical center. We transform lives through scientific discovery, education, and care. And we bring together innovative research, advanced education, and extraordinary healthcare expertise to set the standard for how healthy communities thrive. For more information, visit stonybrookmedicine.edu or follow us on social media, Stony Brook Medicine on Instagram, Threads, Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn, and Stony Brook Med on X.